First of all, I want to say thanks to all of our farmers and ranchers in the Southeast for reporting on our March Agricultural Survey, which we used to put out the Planting Intentions Report. We couldn't put these numbers out without the good reporting from our farmers and ranchers in the Southeast, and we just truly appreciate all that they do. But yes, cotton is going to be up in Alabama and Georgia, and peanuts up in all three states, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia. Corn's down in all the three states in the Southeast, Alabama, Florida, and Georgia, with soybeans up in Alabama, but then down in Florida and Georgia. So yeah, in general terms, we're seeing more cotton acres for sure, and then more peanut acres, and then down a little bit in the Southeast for corn and soybeans.
A lot of things can change, can't they? Weather, prices, this, that, and the other. So this is not by any means set in stone.
Exactly right. The reference date is March 1. So our data collectors were out collecting the information the first 10 days of March. So yes, and this was what the producers were thinking about at that time. Well, it looks like cotton prices are up a bit, so maybe we will put more cotton in than we were thinking even 6 weeks ago or that sort of thing. And then if things change even now, we could see more fluctuation before we do our June surveys, which will be a little more firmer because in June, a lot of the stuff is already in the ground, corn for sure, most of the peanuts and cotton. So things can change even in the next couple months before we get to that level. But yes, it is, that's what we call it, planting intentions. This is what the producers were thinking about or planning to do as of March 1.